Lakshan Krishna Prabhu, Abhay Gaurang Prabhu, and Anil Chaudhary Prabhu. Please, the stage is yours. Hare Krishna. When we begin our planning for this year's book distribution marathon, somewhere in the month of October, first week, and the whole idea was that we will go two places. One is Solapur, and the next two bus party will be there. One is Solapur, another is Gwalior. And however, Krishna's plan, something was there that we got two devotees who were in the batch, they left. So then because of that, the two bus party, we decided to make it one then. Initially four each was there, one bus party consisting of four devotees. But then two devotees went, so then six devotees are remaining, so we could not make two bus parties. So we decided 15 days we will in Solapur and then 15 days we will go in Gwalior. So October first week, we began our... Actually, September last week, we were actually planning and we got a contact in Gwalior. Gwalior is the first time we are going that place, Madhya Pradesh. So we got a contact through Sudama Prabhu and also Praneshwar Prabhu from Indore. And it's one devotee, Madhu Mangal Priya Prabhu. And he said, Prabhu, you are coming here, you are coming here. You don't have to worry about it. So that was a thing which we got solace, that someone is there to host us. In due course of time, we came to know that Gwalior means just one devotee is there. He is having a house, and that is the center. And that is Madhu Mangal Priyapu. There is not many devotees there. Just few devotees are just congregation. Devotees congregate in Sunday, around 15-20 of them. Such a big city, but hardly any preaching. So we were full-fledged deciding to go to Gwalior. And then this tragedy happened, and somehow or other we had to reduce to one bus party. So we want to thank one devotee, Gadadhar Pandit Prabhu. He is very close to Radha Gopinath Temple. He is from Solapur. He is Loknath Swami Maharaj disciple. And he keeps coming here. He also comes for Radha Gopinath Temple's Kartik Yatra. So he was the one who actually full-fledged the helpless in Solapur. Solapur happened to be a very nice place. Initially, I would like to give a brief idea to you that this batch of devotees who went this time for the bus party, they had a previous experience. How many years back? 3 years back? 3 years back when they were in BT, they went to Nagpur. And so far, in our whole Radha Gopinath Temple experience of the number of books distributed, this batch 3 years back had distributed a lot of books, around 5,700 books, just by four devotees. Four devotees, whole month, 5,700 maha big books alone, four of them. 3 years back. And then that was like an amazing experience. So with this experience, they were very anticipating something more will happen now. But we'll now hear from their experiences what Krishna had. Krishna was planning not for a score, but was planning for a good experience. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So as we are sharing our book distribution Sankirtan experience, His Holiness Dadana Swami Maharaj will come in between in some time. He will share, he will give us a talk, address us, and then we will continue with this. So we may have to take a break in between because Maharaj wants to leave, after this festival immediately. Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So before starting our experiences, we want to just show one video of our Mathura Mohan Prabhu. That when we went to Solapur, after that by seeing the school, one or two particular schools, Prabhu has expressed what is that school. So that is the video. Just we will show that video to you.
बाथरूम
देखता बड़ा
So the book distribution first 15 days we were in Solapur. So there we spent 15 days in a temple only, Shri Radha Damodar. After that, in 6 devotees, 4 went to the Gwalior and 2 were to Vashim. So next slide. So this is picture from one of the school, Apla Solapur Jilla. So the journey started. In journey, our congregation people, they also gave us dry prasadam a lot. This is Gopinath Karuna Prabhu's father, Gopinath Gati Prabhu. He also gave dry prasadam from his home before the journey started. As our journey started, next. Our devotees started book distribution from there only. Just before our book distribution started, Gopinath Karuna Prabhu went to the Nana Chowk, and there is that Agni Kshamak Dalwala office. So suddenly one person came, "Are you people, you were always coming for the Sankirtan. From last 3 days I am searching for you. You were not there." But hum gaye nahi waha pe, aaye nahi bahut din se. I want to take books, 10 Bhagavad Gita. So Gopinath Karuna Prabhu came running to the temple and asked Prabhuji what to do. He's asking for 10 Bhagavad Gitas. Then we together went there. Previously he was searching him, but he did not found him. Then when we two went there, that time we found that person. Let us say, "I also want 10 Bhagavad Gitas." In that way, our book distribution started from the journey, before to journey only. So this is our journey. Next. This is Shri Shri Radha Damodar Mandir. Actually, in Shri Shri Radha Damodar Mandir, the president, His Grace Parth Sarathi Prabhu, he actually helped a lot. It was a beautiful, staying in a hall, a beautiful facility. A prasadam is also very, Marathi prasadam there. So we were very happy in Solapur. It was very nice experience in Solapur. So this is the next, when we went out to the Solapur. This is one of the schools, Swami Vivekananda Vidyalay in Mohol. So we went, myself and Gopinath Karuna Prabhu was there. We took a permission from a principal. We gave a small talk. And in that talk only, I realized there was one Muslim teacher and others were sitting there. So after hearing everything, one of the male teacher, he just asked, "Okay, Prabhuji, Swamiji, you are doing everything, aisa achha hai. बट रिलेवेंस क्या है आजकल की दुनिया में ये सारे ग्रंथों का और इसका? रिलेवेंस मतलब 5000 ईयर से ग्रंथ चल रहे हैं, उसका रिलेवेंस इसीलिए तो चल रहा है करके ये सब कुछ। तो उसमें मैंने ऑब्जर्व किया था कि ये माता जी बैठी है, तो मैंने बोला आप बताइए मैम, आप भी आपके घर में एवरीडे आपका कुरान का वगैरह पाठ चलता है राइट? आप आज भी फॉलो करते हैं आप लोग राइट सब कुछ? तो वो माता जी भी एकदम हाँ सर मेरा तो है ना आधे से ज्यादा कुरान तो पाठ है एकदम पूरा बाय हर्ट है। तो जैसे ही वो बोला एक दूसरी माता जी वहां से बोलती है देखो सर ये मैडम बोलती है कुरान आधे से ज्यादा पाठ हो रहा, आप पूछते हो गीता का क्या रिलेवेंस है लाइफ में? माय गॉड उस टीचर का चेहरा देखने के लायक था, मुझे आंसर देने की जरूरत ही नहीं पड़ी, वो ऑटोमेटिकली उसको आंसर मिला। सबका बुक्स लेने के बाद वो लास्ट में आता है बोलता है चलो दे ही दीजिए आप भी मुझे ही बुक्स, और ऐसे करके उसने बुक्स ले लिया स्कूल में। द नेक्स्ट ये दिस केम इन बिटवीन। So one of the day early in the morning, that was Ambedkar Jayanti, so we went to this particular school, Jilla Parishad Prathamik Shala Vagdari. So as usual we took a permission, we gave a talk, and after that each and every teacher they took a book. Now the lady in this corner, she is the principal. So after distributing the book we used to ask for a testimony, give some appreciation words, to uska ek hum book banate the, book tha usme wo likh ke dete the. To mata ji boli theek hai. To generally kya hota tha jab bhi kabhi female teachers rehti thi zyada, to abhi bhagavatam ke bare mein kya bolne ka, to ek din suddenly aise karte karte humne bola bhagavatam is very best, isme kunti maharani ka prayers padho, she alone struggled so much bina pati ke help ke usne kitna kiya, it's a real example of woman empowerment karke sab ladies ha karke at least dekhna chalo, and really wo funda work kiya kunti maharani wala draupadi ka, aur usse ye jo mata ji last mein isne bhagavad gita and shrimad bhagavatam ka pehla skand le liya, तो उससे अप्रिशिएशन लेटर लिया हमने और बाकी जगह पे जाके घूमे। 4:30 बजे एक छोटा छुट्टी होता है तो पास में 5 किलोमीटर पे एक हाई स्कूल था तो वहां पे गए। वहां पे जाने के बाद उनका छुट्टी हुआ था तो जस्ट जाने के बाद टॉक दिया सब टीचर्स ने लिया, प्रिंसिपल को बोला हम सब टीचर्स प्रिंसिपल से हम अप्रिशिएशन लेटर लेते तो हमारे पास ये आप लेंगे क्या? तो मैंने रैंडमली पेज खोला और उसके सामने रख दिया, बोलते अरे स्वामी जी आपने तो मेरे होम मिनिस्टर का ही पेज खोल के रखा क्योंकि वो पति इस माता जी का था। तो मैंने बोला देखिए मैंने तो ऐसे ही किया, और बोलती उन्होंने बुक्स लिया क्या मेरे वाइफ ने? बोलते हाँ उन्होंने तो 2 बुक्स लिए, देखिए उन्होंने अपने साइड से कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट किया आप भी कीजिए अपने साइड से अपने घर के लिए कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट। बोलते अच्छा उसने कौन सा बुक लिया? मैंने बोला भगवद गीता एंड भागवतम। तो बोलते बचा क्या? बोला कृष्णा बचा है, तो ही टुक कृष्णा। सो वाइफ एंड हस्बैंड दोनों अलग अलग जगह पे उन्होंने एक सेट कंप्लीट कर दिया हम लोगों का। सो दैट इज द वागधरी। नेक्स्ट ओके सो दिस इज इन ग्वालियर। सो ग्वालियर में जनरली इट्स 4 डिग्री सेल्सियस टेम्परेचर। तो जब भी कभी हम बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन से आते थे वी यूज टू सीट इन अवर कंबल और उसके बाद वहीं पे जपा करो वहीं पे बातें करो बाहर नहीं निकलते थे। बट लास्ट 4 डेज में क्या है, वन ऑफ द डिवोटी था उनका स्टमक खराब हो गया तो उनको दही चाहिए था। सो फॉर दैट पर्पज मैं और गोपीनाथ करुणा प्रभु जो है नीचे गए कि डेयरी देख के वहां पे दही लेंगे हम। तो दही के काउंटर पे हम ऐसे खड़े थे दोनों भी और सडन दोनों बातें कर रहे तो सडनली पीछे हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी। तो हमने पीछे देखा भाई कौन है करके, आप इस्कॉन से? बोला हाँ हम इस्कॉन से। अच्छा ये ग्वालियर में भी इस्कॉन का सेंटर है क्या? हमने बोला यस ग्वालियर में भी बलवंत नगर में इसका उनका सेंटर है करके। बहुत सारे लोगों को पता नहीं था, मेनी पीपल आस्क्ड अस। सो हमने बोला हाँ है बलवंत नगर में जाइए। अच्छा एक्चुअली मैं फ्लोरिडा से हूँ, वहाँ पे इस्कॉन के कांटेक्ट में हूँ। वैसे फ्लोरिडा टेम्पल से एक्चुअली मैं कनेक्टेड टू चौपाटी से हूँ। बोला अच्छा वेरी नाइस हम भी चौपाटी से। बोला अच्छा आई एम एस्पायरिंग फ्रॉम राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज, वी आर ऑल्सो डिसाइपल्स ऑफ राधानाथ स्वामी महाराज। अरे वाह वाह एक्चुअली क्या है हम मैं 3 साल में आया हूँ तो आने के बाद मेरा एक्चुअली प्लान चला वो डिवोटी बोलता है कि चौपाटी एंड जी भी विजिट करेंगे करके। तो हमारे गोपीनाथ करुणा प्रभु एक्साइटेड हो गया अच्छा जी भी एक्चुअली हम भी 2 साल वहाँ पे भक्ति वेदांत विद्यापीठ में रहे गोवर्धन इको विलेज में। तो ये डिवोटी बोलता है अच्छा तो आप तो जानते हो कि निमाय पंडित प्रभु को? तो हम दूसरे को ऐसे देख रहे बोलते निमाय पंडित प्रभु वो तो हमारे बैचमेट है करके। तो बोलते अच्छा वो हमारे क्लास, हम बोले हमारे बैचमेट थे, बोलते मेरा रूममेट थे करके। तो इट वॉज लाइक फिर वो जो डिवोटी था उससे बातें करने के बाद वो चले गए. जाते जाते हमें पूछते आपको कुछ फाइनेंशियल हेल्प चाहिए, हमने बोला नहीं नहीं कुछ नहीं चाहिए करके हम लोगों को. तो चले गए वो. उनके घर पे जब प्रसाद के लिए गए तब उन्होंने रिवील किया देर आर थ्री पार्ट्स, ग्वालियर, मोरार एंड लश्कर. तो वो जिस एरिया में रहते वहां से हम जहाँ पे रह रहे थे वो बोलते हार्डली रेयरली मैं आऊंगा कभी. तो उनको दांतों का ट्रीटमेंट करना था, उनके घर के सामने डॉक्टर था लेकिन समहाउ बंद था उसका हॉस्पिटल, इसलिए वो इतना दूर वो मोरार में बाय चांस आ गए वहां पे. और सडनली उनको देखा, बोलते ग्वालियर में बहुत सारे लोग धोती कुर्ता पहनते लेकिन इतने यंगस्टर्स तो नहीं पहनेंगे कभी धोती कुर्ता, ये इस कौन से होंगे. तो इसलिए उसने हमें अप्रोच किया था. तो वो 3 साल के बाद आया था एक महीने के लिए, तो वो चला गया. तो उसके बाद 2 दिन बाद डिवोटीज बोले अरे कुछ तो हेल्प करते, स्कोर नहीं अच्छा हो डिवोटी को बोलते करके. तो संडे फिर जब ग्वालियर का हुआ उस टाइम पे हम लोगों को पता चला कि वही जो डिवोटी है उसकी ट्विन्स जो डॉटर्स है उनका बर्थडे सेलिब्रेट करने वाले थे 26 दिसंबर को समथिंग. तो उस टाइम पे वो क्या करने वाले थे, बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन करने वाले थे. तो मैं थोड़ा सा पीछे था इसमें कि अप्रोच करना है डोनेशन के लिए. गंगानाथ प्रभु टुक ये पहला स्टेप कि चलो पूछेंगे करके हम उनको. तो ही आस्क्ड एंड फॉर्चुनेटली दैट डिवोटी ही स्पॉन्सर 62 महाबिग बुक्स इंक्लूडिंग कृष्णा एंड भगवद्गीता. एंड व्हेन वी वेंट टू हिज होम फॉर डिलीवरिंग द बुक बोला अरे मैंने तो पहले ही चौपाटी में दे दिया था ऑर्डर, अब क्या करे, वो लोग बड़े नाराज हो गए होंगे. मैंने बोला तो उसमें क्या, हम भी तो चौपाटी से ना, वहां से लो या हमसे लो, बुक्स तो चौपाटी से ही आ रहे हैं आपको, तो टेंशन मत लीजिए आप करके, हमारा स्कोर हो गया करके. तो इन दिस वे अ वेरी हेल्पफुल दैट पर्सन रिवील्ड कि उसके बहुत सारे कॉन्टैक्ट्स है ग्वालियर में एंड ही कैन अरेंज द प्रोग्राम्स. यू नो अगले साल भी अगर कोई ग्वालियर में बस पार्टी में आता है तो ही दिस डिवोटी कैन गिव अ कॉन्टैक्ट्स फॉर दैट. बड़े बड़े प्रोग्राम्स करके यू कैन डिस्ट्रीब्यूट द बुक्स, यू कैन हैव अ प्रोग्राम. तो ऐसा लाइक लास्ट डे में हमें कुछ कॉन्टैक्ट्स मिलना चालू हुए उस टाइम पे. नेक्स्ट, दिस इज केंद्रीय विद्यालय नंबर 3. तो यहाँ पे हम सुबह सुबह गए थे प्रैक्टिकल, इसमें से 3 टीचर छोड़ के बाकी जितने भी है सबने बुक्स लिए. सो हमारा गाड़ी 1 किलोमीटर दूर खड़ा था, इट वॉज अ लश्कर एरिया एंड लिटरली गोपीनाथ करुणा प्रभु हैज टू रन 3 times टू टेक अ बॉक्स. सब ऐसे पूरा क्या झुंड के झुंड, चलो मेरे को चाहिए, मेरे को चाहिए, ये मेरे को दो, वो मेरे को दो, मुझे भागवतम चाहिए, ये चाहिए करके. ऐसा इट्स लाइक समथिंग 35 बुक्स ये सिंगल असेंबली में वहां पे गया. सो ग्वालियर में इट वॉज लाइक एटमोस्फियर के हिसाब से वगैरह इट वॉज ऑस्टियर फॉर अस बिकॉज 4 degrees मतलब हमारे लिए बहुत होता है, वी आर लाइक 21-19 में रहने वाले. बट एज अ रेसिप्रोकेशन के हिसाब से देखा तो है तो पीपल बहुत रिस्पेक्टफुल थे, सुनते थे एंड लिटरली एक भी ऐसा स्कूल नहीं जहाँ पे हम खाली हाथ आए. Every time teacher reciprocated with us and principal बहुत favorable था. इसने जो केंद्रीय विद्यालय का main personality है मध्य प्रदेश का उसका contact number दिया. He is living in Bhopal, so he is very fond of Bhagavad Gita. तो बोला आप इनसे contact करो और इनको आप अपने साथ मतलब programs में वगैरह cultivate करो. He is very favorable personality. तो एक big contact जितने भी MP में जितने भी केंद्रीय विद्यालय है उसका मेन इंचार्ज जो है उसका कॉन्टेक्ट ये प्रिंसिपल ने दिया. देन द नेक्स्ट, सो दिस इज मेडिकल कॉलेज. आफ्टर दैट केंद्रीय विद्यालय वी वेंट टू आइडियाज डेंटल कॉलेज. तो वहां पे परमिशन लेने जब हम गए थे उस टाइम पे नाम पढ़ के पता था कि यहाँ पे सरदार जी प्रिंसिपल है. तो वी वेंट, वी शो आवर आई कार्ड, भक्ति वेदांत विद्यापीठ ऐसा आई कार्ड बनाया था हमने. बोलते अच्छा बोलिए. तो हमने बोला हम मुंबई यूनिवर्सिटी से आए हैं. तो 5 मिनट का टॉक देते, टीचर्स का टाइम चाहिए हम लोगों को, जस्ट 5 मिनट्स एंड वी हैव सम बुक्स, वी विल शो देम, इफ दे आर इंटरेस्टेड दे विल टेक. आई सेड ओनली 3 lines एंड यू नो फॉर अमेजमेंट इतना जल्दी रिस्पॉन्स किसने दिया. बोला ठीक है आ जाओ ना 25 के बाद करके. बोला 25 को तो हम निकल जाएंगे. तो अच्छा ऐसा है. तो उसने बोला 2 दिन बाद आइए. तो हम 2 दिन बाद गए. ये सारे जो उनके क्या बोलते हैं इंटर्नशिप के स्टूडेंट्स है सारे ये एंड टीचर्स बहुत कम थे. सो आई गेव स्मॉल टॉक टू द स्टूडेंट्स. जब आ रहे थे ऐसे स्टूडेंट्स अंदर आते थे तो ऐसे सब ऐसे देखते हुए ऐसे अजीब से इससे कोई कमेंट मारते हुए सब अंदर आते थे. सो जब टॉक स्टार्ट हुआ तब सब आराम से सुन रहे थे. बोले चलो कुछ तो इफेक्ट हो रहा है कि लोग टपोरीगिरी नहीं कर रहे पीछे के बच्चे लाइक दैट. And literally after that, we saw the response. सही में ऐसे टूट पड़े थे सारे बच्चे कि हमें चाहिए मुझे ये भी चाहिए मुझे. देयर ऑल्सो दैट आइडिया कॉलेज में भी गोपीनाथ करुणानाथ प्रभु को 3 बार जाके बुक्स लाने पड़े कंप्लीटली, वो बॉक्स के बॉक्स लाने पड़े, इतने बच्चे रिस्पॉन्सिव थे वहां पे. तो यहाँ से थर्ड नंबर की जो स्टूडेंट है ये माता जी, शी टुक 5 भगवदगीता एंड 1 कृष्णा, 4 भगवदगीता एंड 1 कृष्णा फॉर हर सेल्फ. सो दैट वॉज द रिस्पॉन्स. और मैं सबको बांट रहा था, सब मांग रहे थे, मैं बांट रहा था, और सडनली एक बच्ची आती है और बोलती है, अरे सर आप वो तो नहीं है जिनका इंडिया टीवी पे इंटरव्यू आया था. आई वॉज सो शॉक्ड, बोला इंडिया टीवी पे मैं नहीं था करके. बोलती नहीं मैंने आपको ही देखा. अरे बोला इंडिया टीवी में जो थे वो दिल्ली वाले थे और मैं मुंबई से आया हूँ. अच्छा अच्छा, लेकिन वो आप ही की तरह थे. बोला नहीं हमारे इसमें सब लोग सेम दिखते हैं, जुड़वा एक दूसरे के, तो वैसा ही रहा होगा. तो यहाँ पे लगभग 30 बुक्स तक हम लोगों ने डिस्ट्रीब्यूट किया. सो दैट वॉज वेरी अमेजिंग एक्सपीरियंस. वी रोट अ एप्रिशिएशन लेटर एज अ ग्रेटिट्यूड लेटर टू द प्रिंसिपल. तो उनका जो नीचे हाथ करने वाला एज अ असिस्टेंट रहता है वो भी लेटर देख के बोलता है वाह आप क्या लेटर्स लिखते हो यार, मतलब इन आवर लैंग्वेज वॉट वी रोट. सो दैट टाइम वी फाउंड कि हम जो यू नो वर्ड्स यूज करते या हमारे इसमें जो रेगुलरली हम यूज करते हैं एज अ ग्रेटफुल हार्ट वगैरह, फॉर आउटसाइड पीपल दैट लैंग्वेज इज सच अ रेयर, बट फॉर अस लाइक एज अ डिवोटी दैट्स लाइक अ रेगुलर लैंग्वेज. सो दीज आर दी सम एक्सपीरियंसेस फ्रॉम ग्वालियर एंड सोलापुर.
हरे कृष्ण. So one school in Gwalior, actually in Gwalior the concept was you have to go and take permissions. First you have to go take permissions, they give permissions maybe the next day or day afterwards. Hare Krishna. So this was this. This is a law college actually. So in Gwalior the system was we take permissions, the appointments, and the next day or day after tomorrow we get. But in this college we went directly, and the center, the lady, she is the principal ma'am. She gave us permission directly, and she took us in a seminar hall. There was a big seminar hall. So I gave a talk for around 5-10 minutes. And then out of all these teachers, 2 teachers were interested to take books. So they told us to come to the staff room. So we came here in staff room. And then as soon as we were going to deliver the books to the teacher, the other teacher here, third from right, she told that ISKCON's money goes outside India. So whatever you are giving here will go out. And also, what they are telling is nothing different. We already know this. This is our own culture. So they have not told anything new to us. So it's better not to waste our money going outside. So that was a point where like we were stuck. So I told ma'am, like, see, this is a thing where social media is coming into attention. Whatever social media says, everybody follows. So I just give an example. What do you think about this book? This book hardly cost what we are going, like this Bhagavad Gita we gave just for 120 rupees. Do you think this Bhagavad Gita costs 120 rupees? It costs more than 300 rupees, 250 to 300 rupees per book. And where do all this money come from? Where do we get all these discounts from? 300 rupees book we are giving in you just for 120 rupees. So you're taking money from outside. Money is being pumped from outside to India. Throughout the year we just collect donations for these books. And come to you in all these villages and then deliver to you. And the ma'am also got sobered, okay, this may be a point. So then she asked for, okay, please take tea and coffee. We have tea and coffee here. So I don't know, ma'am, we don't take, because I took that cue from that point, because I told ma'am that we follow Bhagavad Gita very strictly. We don't take tea, we don't take coffee, no onion, no garlic, because we are wearing this dhoti and kurta, we have to follow, and we are not just selling books here. So whatever we are telling you, we are following the same thing. So the people, everyone, like, they thought, okay, they are really authentic people, we can't argue with them. And finally, one ma'am was going to take book. Finally, everyone took books in this school. So this is one small experience that I could share. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. I would just like to first request Shatbhuj Prabhu. He will just like to just appreciate some of the services which the devotees have done during the marathon. After that, we will request His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj to address us all.
Thank you, Damodar Prabhu. Actually, it's a tall order because there are so many devotees who have helped. And the thing about this, my experience in so many, you know, somehow or the other doing the service for, you know, some few years, is that, you know, there are two kinds of devotees. One is like, they are, it is obvious that they're doing book distribution, but then there is, you know, the other group, which is, they are, it's not probably so obvious that they're doing book distribution, but because if not for their support services, the devotees who are doing book distribution, you know, they cannot do their services easily. So in that way, you know, the whole temple and in fact the whole congregation, we are doing the whole book distribution as a team. So that's what I want to just make clear. But still, since, you know, I'll take this opportunity to name a few devotees who, I'll be very clear, their services have kind of made an impact on my heart. So that's why it's like not, you know, some special, I'm taking some few names, because it's like my own experience, so that's why I'm just sharing. So we'll just play a little game, quick game, like, you know, see whether you can recognize the devotee, name the devotee. So this devotee has revolutionized the book distribution that is taking place in Chowpatty so far. In fact, the kind of, the way he's done book distribution, in fact, this method has not been, probably other temples all over the world, you know, the 700 or 800 temples we have tried, some temples have tried it, but the kind of success that Chowpatty temple has achieved, you know, this avenue of book distribution is unprecedented. Like in terms of numbers, you know, since the past 2 years, this avenue is being done, more than 10,000 Mahabik books has been distributed through this avenue. And this devotee is like, you know, he's so, and he, because I'm talking about online book distribution basically, and how online we have keeping our books on Flipkart and Amazon and other online websites, and just to keep the books, ensure that the books are supplied in the right way, and, you know, it's like a big hassle, but the way this devotee is doing consistently, and plus, it's not his only service. He's got major responsibilities in the kitchen also. In fact, you know, one day I was just asking, you know, this devotee. Once I was asking this devotee, Prabhu, you already have so much services, you know, in the book go down and, you know, so much you're doing. So why don't you just tell your kitchen authorities that, you know, take it, you know, be a little relaxed, because he does normally the breakfast cooking. So he replied to me saying that, Prabhuji, I'll tell you one thing. I'm so attached to this breakfast cooking. It's because I strongly feel that I get a lot of blessings from the brahmacharis. after, you know, having breakfast, and that's what is empowering me to do my other services throughout the year. And he's from the royal family of Nepal. I'm speaking about His Grace Tarun Gaurang Prabhu. Heyo. So then another devotee I want to like appreciate very, very consistently. Jai Tarun Gaurang Prabhu ki jai. So another devotee who is consistently like, you know, helped us a lot is, you know, because in every year we have to do a lot of deliveries, and generally we do the deliveries early in the morning. So there is one devotee for the, he's been giving us his vehicle since the past almost 10 to 12 years. And, you know, like they have no children, you know, and like they stay very close to the temple. And, you know, and the thing is, over the past 10 or 12 years, he has given us three different vehicles. And every time before he uses the vehicle himself, even before the plastic covers are removed, he ensures that we use it first. I'll give you an example of his dedication. Once what happened is that, like, I had to send his vehicle somewhere, you know, for deliveries. And Prabhuji just came to me very humbly. And it's his vehicle. And he is coming and requesting, Prabhu, can I get the car? You know, I was like, Prabhu, you just demand. You don't have to, you know, fold your hands. And so he said, actually, Prabhu, if you had told me earlier, because I was not aware you wanted the car, so I've already sent it on deliveries. And we have put some boxes on it. So when I said that, you know, I can't, you know, you have to see it to believe it. In the kind of smile he had on his face, he said, acha, you're using it. Oh, it's doing fine, no? The it was as if, like, suppose there is a grahastha who has a small kid. And, you know, the grahastha is meeting the teacher. And the teacher is saying, you know, your student is doing well in school. You know, he's doing this big services in school. So how the parent feels very happy and proud, you know. So that kind of a smile he had on his face that, wow, you know, my vehicle is being used in the service of the Lord. So, you know, and plus he's doing so many services in the gift shop. I'm speaking about His Grace Yadunath Prabhu. Then I would like to talk about a devotee. He's a brahmachari and he has a knee problem. I think that's half the ashram, right? So, and plus he is very, very enthusiastic about book distribution. So that's also not clear enough. So, you know, the temple authorities have appointed a certain devotees to go out on Harinam Sankirtan regularly. And because of the marathon, there was little break. So now this devotee came to me and said that, Prabhu, you know, what is this? This Harinam Sankirtan, we should do it. You know, it's like two things together. We are giving Harinam as well as the books. So we can't stop it. I said, Prabhu, I'm a little busy with the book godown thing. So then what he did was he took the initiative. He made up a list, got devotees to, you know, kind of volunteer, okay, like, you know, which days they'll go out on Harinam Sankirtan. And then somehow or the other, because of his efforts, again, the Harinam Sankirtan started off in, you know, in the month of December. And because of that effort, I think more than 2,000 to 3,000 small books have been distributed, you know, in the month of December, small books. So, but unfortunately what happened is his pain increased, and because his pain increased, he was not able to come on Harinam Sankirtan. So normally, you know, what would have happened is that person can, there's a chance for getting depressed or, okay, you know, I took the initiative, now I'm not involved. So what to do? So he started looking for other avenues for book distribution. So he got in touch with some devotee in the congregation, got some permission at near Bombay Central Station, went through all the trouble to take books from there, kept the stall there. When things didn't work out there, then he volunteered, okay, I'll put up the stall here. So this consistent, you know, and plus when the stalls were not working, just take a book bag and go to CST station, go to the local train, distribute Mahabig books without anybody like forcing on asking. So that's like a really impressed my heart. I'm talking about His Grace Manohar Prabhu. And because time is short, you know, I'll just take one more name last. He is among the senior citizen of our ashram. Brahmachari is very sharp, actually. So what has impressed me about this person is that, like, he since the time he's come into the ashram, he's got so much love for the, you know, book distribution. Every year he would go out on bus parties. And now it's been, I think he's over 60 now. I think, yeah, see, 60 plus, having a whole lot of health issues. But yet, he is not afraid, or insecure, or, you know, apprehensive about going out with brahmacharis on bus party who are probably less than half his age. Because at that age, you know, we are not yet reached, like, you know, probably just reaching our 40s. We don't realize, you know, what are the thing, what it means to be a 60. Unless and until we become 60, we will not understand that. So at that age, to, you know, even if it's for 1 month or 1.5 months, to be able to give up one's comfort and one's, like, comfort zone and go out and distribute. I mean, like, we can't express in words what it actually means to be, and that too with people with whom you have, you know, who can probably connect with you because they are so young. They are not able to understand what are your needs, basically. You know, so going out with them and distributing books, and this is just one aspect. Every year since the past, I think, Baldepur, 4 years, Rajasthan, since the past 5 years, every year he is taking books from us as part of the Shastradan, this thing. And his village is right on the border of Pakistan, you know, India and Pakistan, where even the cell phone tower doesn't work, you know, because the Indian army jams the cell phone towers there. So he goes there and takes books every year and distributes, you know, free Gitas to all the students. He goes to different schools. So how he does it is completely inconceivable. This shows that Krishna exists, you know, for a person like Mathura Mohan Prabhu to take thousands of Gitas from here. Yeah, easily between 2,000 to 5,000 books every year he goes, you know, transporting all the way to Rajasthan. Then from Rajasthan, you know, contacting all the different schools, and, you know, talking to the principal, having all the children take the books, then having a program there, kirtan there, festival there, and Mathura Mohan Prabhu is organizing it. So, which is like, and that too at this age, you know, it's so easy. Just, okay, he's such a love. We all know how much he loves to read the Bhagavatam. We all know how much he loves to do deity worship. We all know how much he loves kirtan. He can just sit back and do it. But he's simply following the, you know, footsteps of Prabhupada. And in the same way, he's just going out of his comfort zone and enthusiastically distributing books. So that has created such a deep impact on my heart. So of course, like I, you know, said in the beginning, you know, I can, you know, we can try to speak about each and every devotee. They probably come in one of the two categories, either actively book distributing or support book distribution. But since we don't want to take too much time of Maharaj, kindly request Maharaj to kind of speak some words of wisdom.
ज्ञानचिमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवारी अस्तत्यतेशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासति गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि हरि
Thank Thank you, Sadhguru Prabhu, for narrating the pastimes of the brahmacharis, Sri Siddhartha Gopinath Tham. I was speaking yesterday in Srimad Bhagavatam class how Krishna is greatly pleased when we appreciate his devotees. Because in order for any of these services to be done, especially something like book distribution for brahmacharis, it takes much sacrifice, determination, detachment. Sometimes we're insulted, sometimes we're praised, sometimes we're accepted, sometimes we're rejected. When the cowherd boys begged from the Brahmins who were performing the yajnas for some food, begging on behalf of Krishna and Balaram, they were ignored. To be ignored is even a greater insult than being rejected. They didn't even acknowledge their existence. So the cowherd boys came back. They were quite despondent. Krishna encouraged them. He said, that is the way of begging. Sometimes people give, sometimes people do not give. Sometimes we're acknowledged, sometimes we're not acknowledged at all. So we should expect these things. Now go to their wives. This was a big surrender. The Brahmins just rejected them, and now they're going to their wives. In Vedic society, usually if the husband rejects you, you don't go to their wives. But they went to the wives. In fact, Krishna told them, do not tell them that we're here, but don't tell them that we're hungry, because that will cause them too much pain. But the gopas were so eager to get Krishna and Balaram food that they said to the Brahmin's wife, Krishna and Balaram are hungry. So then the yajnapatnis, they brought so much wonderful offerings. That is the principle. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, we find in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, that beautiful song by Lochandas Thakur, Akroda, Paramananda Nityananda Rai. They would go house to house. They were sent on this mission. In those days, book distribution was very difficult because all books were hand-carved in palm leaves. There was no printing presses. To get a book was very extraordinarily fortunate. Srinivasacharya wanted to study Srimad Bhagavatam from Gadadhar Pandit. But when he came to Tota Gopinath Temple in Jagannath Puri, Gadadhar Pandit said, I only have one manuscript. It's handwritten on the palm leaves. And as I was discussing this with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the tears of our love washed away all of the letters. So many of the letters cannot be read. So go to Bengal, because in Orissa they didn't even have, it was very hard to find scribes to even copy the books. He said, go to Bengal and get another made. So he had to walk hundreds and hundreds of miles, and he went to so many villages. And if we study from Bhakti Ratnakara, it took months and months and months for him to finally find a place where there was a Srimad Bhagavatam that could be copied, and then he had to wait for it to be copied. And then he brought it back to Puri, and when he arrived, Gadadhar Pandit had disappeared from the world. So that is how precious and valued having a book was. Described Sanatana Goswami, when he left Ramkeli, he had a library there, but he was very wealthy, very influential, government leader, prime minister. But when he went to Vrindavan, it's not that he just, you know, on the internet did some order on Amazon for different scriptures. Whatever books he had, you know, he had to carry by ox carts to Vrindavan somehow or other to get them there later on. So these books were valued so greatly because of the content of what's within them, but that value was highlighted because it was so rare and people had to perform such sacrifices, be so patient, be so fortunate to get one. How many people in Bengal, Orissa, Uttar Pradesh, in the time of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, had a Srimad Bhagavatam in their house? Very, very rare. Had to be hand-copied. What to speak of all commentaries of the great acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada has given us the same fortune and he's made it so easy. But still, the distribution is a challenge. We were speaking about the Cowherd Boys. Well, in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Balaram, he didn't go out begging. Krishna and Balaram sent the Cowherd Boys out begging for some food. But Lord Chaitanya sent Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, out to beg people to chant the holy names, to worship Krishna, to remember Krishna, to chant the names of Krishna, along with Haridas. And sometimes they were accepted, people honored them, worshiped them. Other times they were neglected. Other times doors slammed in their face. Other times people cursed them, accused them of being thieves with ulterior motives, blasphemed them. But they were never disturbed. They would fall at the feet of their blasphemers and say, whatever you say is all right, but please chant the names of Krishna. Worship Gauranga. So that is the way of begging. So Prabhupada has given us this opportunity to serve in this way. And we have heard so many stories of sometimes we're accused, sometimes we're rejected, sometimes false rumors that somebody hears, they believe and they're against us. And other times they honor us and respect us as sadhus. But we're not concerned with that. We're simply concerned with following Srila Prabhupada's desire that we distribute these books, that we help to spread Krishna consciousness. All of you are getting this wonderful experience. I'm so proud of you and so grateful to you. Determination not to give up. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, he was quoted by Prabhupada, an incident that is often cited. And Srila Prabhupada considered this very important. That's why he told us on many occasions that some of his leading devotees, they were spending a lot of energy arranging a program. And when the program came, nobody came, maybe one or two. And they came back despondent and told Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like the cowherd boys with Krishna. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, oh, one or two people came. The hall was for several hundred. He said, oh, one or two people came. That is very good. Even if no one comes for the pleasure of Krishna, with great enthusiasm and happiness, you should preach to the four walls. And he meant it. And one of the first times Prabhupada cited that was in his own life, when he was in the Lower East Side of New York, 1966. It was the first time they rented out a nice place. Usually they were just in that little tiny old beaten down storefront of 26 Second Avenue. But they actually rented out a nice hall that could seat several hundred people. They gave out invitations, and only a few people came. The devotees were so disappointed. But Prabhupada gave such an enthusiastic, dynamic lecture with such jubilation. The devotees were shocked. Who was he preaching to? And they begged forgiveness for Prabhupada because they made some mistakes in the way they did it. That's why nobody came. Prabhupada said, oh, you didn't see? Narada Muni was there, and Brahma was there. And he started listing all these great demigods and acharyas who were there. Nobody saw. Whether Prabhupada was seeing with his eyes or whether he was feeling their presence, because wherever we're rendering loving service, Krishna's there to receive the service. Our acharyas were there to receive our service. And that's something that in whatever we do, we should always be conscious of, whether it's book distribution or different types of preaching or whatever it may be. We're doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. We're doing it for the pleasure of our gurus, of Srila Prabhupada, all of our acharyas. And if it's done sincerely, with enthusiasm, then that service is being accepted. Prabhupada would sometimes say, we should not see with our eyes, we should see with our ears. When we go to the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan, and we're told that Krishna's pastimes are happening here. We go to Kaliya Ghat. We're saying Krishna's dancing on Kaliya at this moment. And we just see, you know, all kinds of cars coming by, and we see so much plastic bags and plastic bottles on the place. Where's Kaliya? Where's Krishna? This is Bamsivat. Krishna's dancing with gopis and bank of Yamuna. We don't even see the Yamuna. But to speak of gopis and Krishna. But we have faith that they're there. Where does that faith come from hearing? Because it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Prakata and Aprakata Lila of the Lord are simultaneously taking place. And when the Lord disappears from this world, as leelas are taking place in a materially unmanifested way. And we can perceive it. If Krishna wishes, he could reveal it to our eyes. But even if it's not revealed to our eyes, through our faith, we could feel it and have the same experience. And in our service, that same principle is there. That when we're serving our spiritual masters, the previous acharyas, the Panchatattva, and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, if we're sincere, they're accepting our service. even if apparently it seems like nobody cares, they're accepting our service. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada meant when he said, preach to the four walls with total enthusiasm and great happiness. Because you know, because you're executing the order of our Guru Parampara, you can know for sure that our Gurus and Krishna are there to accept it. They're watching. From within the heart, Krishna's watching. And Krishna could watch in every type of transcendental way what we are doing. So if we go to a place to distribute books, for example, and we're rejected and insulted, we should be very happy. Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were rejected and insulted, so I am following in their footsteps. How happy Prabhupada must be with me that I'm getting rejected just like Lord Nityananda Prabhu. If somebody accepts it, their hearts are going to be changed, how happy we should be. Even Prabhupada would say with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when the brahmacharis would go out to distribute books, sometimes they would go out all day. Sometimes from the Sri Chaitanya Math in Mayapur, they would go to Navadweep across the river, and they'd be out for 12 hours distributing magazines. And some brahmacharis would come back, and after 12 hours, like 3 magazines they distributed. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would be so happy, he would embrace that, he would congratulate them, he would thank them, he would, so wonderful you have done. Because they tried. So when you're doing this service, it's a very special service for our own purification too, because Srila Prabhupada, it is so dear to Srila Prabhupada when it's done with this, with a proper attitude. When you go out to distribute books, we should know Srila Prabhupada is personally, through his associates and his assistants, personally is sending you out to be beggars for Krishna. And that is such a exalted opportunity for a brahmachari to go out and be a beggar for Krishna. And to endure insults for Krishna, what an honor that is. And when we go out in Harinam Sankirtan, sometimes people like us, sometimes people don't like us. Either one is wonderful. When they like us, we're so happy that how Prabhupada is so pleased with us that we're making people dance and smile. And if people blaspheme us, we should think, oh, how fortunate, Prabhupada must be so pleased. I'm following in the footsteps of Srivas Thakur. How much they blasphemed him when he was doing kirtan. They would do all kinds of plots to destroy his reputation. They threatened to tear his house down and throw it in the Ganga. They threatened to beat them and have them put in prison by the Mughal rulers. Sometimes I tell the story of, I gave a class from Chaitanya Bhagavat, sometime around Gaur Purnima. And I told the story of how some of the people, the Brahmins of Navadweep, were condemning Srivas Thakur for having these kirtans. And one of the insults was, he's contaminating Navadweep with noise pollution. So a couple days later, this is early days of Radha Gopinath Temple when the neighbors were not so nice. I can say much more, but I came out and this person came up to me, an older man. He was
raging with anger. When he was talking to me, saliva was flying out of his mouth. He was so angry. He said, "Why are you so early in the morning making these sounds? It is noise pollution. You are polluting this whole area with noise." And he was so angry, and I just smiled and thought, "Oh, thank you, thank you." He was quoting Shastra. He was literally quoting from Chaitanya Bhagavat. And I was thinking, Prabhupada must be so happy that we're getting the same results as Srivas did. But it's interesting because now that same man, he's much older. Every time I see him, he comes up and he embraces me and he asks for blessings. So we're happy about that too. Sukha dukkha da, happiness, distress, success, failure, they come and go. What's important? That we're determined and steady in our service. And book distribution, Srila Prabhupada taught us, it's planting the seeds of pure, unmotivated, uninterrupted bhakti wherever we go. We're planting those seeds. Some of those seeds may sprout instantly, and others may come at later times. Sometimes we distribute a book, and I've heard so many stories. You've already heard so many stories. Baladev Prabhu narrates story after story. People distribute books, and then 35 years later, the great-grandchild of that person happens to find it in an old box where the great-grandmother just threw stuff. And they read it and become devotees and join the temple. There are many stories like this. So we don't know. These books are precious. They're no less precious as those handwritten manuscripts that were so prized and were the treasures of a whole family's life to have one such manuscript, and it was so rare for any family to have one. The same treasure is there, and even more. And we could be the deliverers of those treasures. And we could go out and be exposed to everything on behalf of the Lord, our beloved Gauranga. And when Jagai and Madhai were chasing Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur with the intent to kill them, beat them, kill them, they were shouting. And Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas were running and running and running. And Nityananda said to Haridas that, you were saved from those people who beat you in 22 marketplaces by Krishna, so please pray to Krishna to save us now. And Haridas Thakur, they were joking, but they're running, and it was a very exciting scene for everyone to watch. Haridas said, Krishna saved me then, but now you are so crazy. These two men are drunkards, they're murderers, they're killers. And you went up and asked them to chant Hare Krishna. Now it seems we're going to die. You are a crazy person. And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Why are you calling me a crazy person? It's not me, it's your master, Lord Gauranga. Who else ever in the world has given such an instruction to go even to the most fallen people and give them this Maha Mantra and give them the instruction to take to the path of bhakti? We're just following that order." So that's what all of you are doing during this marathon and through the year when you're distributing these books. You're following the order of Srila Prabhupada to go out and give the precious realizations of his own heart, the realizations which are
the perfect encapsulation of the knowledge of all the previous acharyas. And actually, in any service we do in Krishna consciousness, we could have that same attitude, enthusiasm, to worship the deities, to go out and distribute books, to go out and do Harinam Sankirtan. We are being given the honor of the same order and the same service that Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur were given. We're begging for our guru. We're being given the same honor as the cowherd boys were given when Krishna and Balaram told them to go out and distribute and beg for food. The same honor that Prabhupada gave his original most beloved disciples. We have that same honor. When we're worshiping the deities, such an honor. To worship the deities, not just ordinary deities, these are the deities coming in the parampara of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. They're very, any deities in our movement are very special. You know, some people have deities at home, that's very nice, that's wonderful. But to be in the temple that represents the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, a temple that's representing the six Goswamis, these deities are Rupa Goswami's deities, Sanatana Goswami's deities, Raghunath Das Goswami's deities. We're in their parampara, their deities, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's deities, Srila Prabhupada's deities. We should know these are not ordinary deities. These have been installed in their honor, in their name, and in their temples, in their parampara. And who are we to go on the altar and dress them, or cook for them, or make garlands for them? It's such an honor. It's true that the only reason a devotee could be unhappy is we just do not have even a particle of awareness of how fortunate we are, what we've been given. Such a precious treasure, such an incredible treasure, an opportunity. And when we're preaching, going out, whether it's in colleges or in congregational programs, what are we being asked to do? What to speak of giving Srimad Bhagavatam class in the temple? What to speak of even going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam class in the temple. We are being asked to perform a service on behalf of Rupa and Sanatana and Raghunath and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. We are, on behalf of all of our acharyas, we are being asked to represent them by speaking their words. What an honor that is. Who are we to do that? And that's why we see the acharyas, they're always talking about themselves in such a humble way, because they feel so undeserving of the services that they're being given. It's so exalted. We're given the same services that they're totally humbled by. We're given those same services. Preaching on behalf of the acharyas, giving the world their message, worshiping their deities, distributing their books, begging for them. It's the most exalted thing in creation. Even management. Sometimes we think, oh, management is such a burden on the mind. I think, you know, in Sanskrit, M-A-N is pronounced man. So management sometimes could become very mental. Management. What? I'm sorry. But it's very heavy on the mind. But what are we doing? What if we are allowed to make decisions, to come together as a team in management, to make decisions to spread Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement? What an exalted opportunity that is. Devotee care, to care for the Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives and their souls to serving our Guru Maharaj, our Parampara. What if everything about the Krishna consciousness movement, if done properly, is so exalted, so transcendentally precious. But it's important that we have the right attitude. The attitude of gratitude. And with that gratitude, we're enthusiastic. Because it's not about the material, apparent results. We're doing it because it's our Guru's orders. It's our Parampara's connection. And just doing it sincerely and trying our best is the ultimate success of life. But still, knowing these things, we should be even more enthusiastic to do better. When we have a grateful heart, we can't be complacent. When we are aware of the value of our fortune and the value of the association we have, even though there may be so many differences of style and differences of opinion and differences of nature among people in the ashram, the glorious thing is everyone is here for this very high purpose of serving the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to honor and respect that far supersedes all of the apparent differences and frustrations that may come into our mind in dealing with other people. So December is a very auspicious month. In America, it was, and in Europe, it was called the Christmas Marathon. Because somehow or other, due to tradition and religious feelings, Christmas is always a time of being charitable and giving gifts. People are very sentimental in that way, that you can't refuse a person at Christmas time. So when devotees would come to distribute books at Krishna's time, and sometimes they would talk about how the charity of giving this, of taking this book and giving a donation. Oh yes, yes, Merry Christmas. So then they started doing Christmas marathon in India, and they were wondering how is these people aren't, they don't celebrate Christmas here. But then it was realized, this is the month of Gita Jayanti. So it's the perfect month to give out Bhagavad Gita's. Somehow or other, the universe is coordinated in such nice ways. But I want to congratulate you for this wonderful service of book distribution and for the wonderful service that you are all doing. Because Srila Prabhupada, when he would emphasize book distribution, he would also remind us that every service in the temple is interconnected. He didn't separate the cooks, the pujaris, the managers. You know, everybody in the temple who was performing a service, it's all part of the team that's empowering the devotees to distribute books. So every service that we're rendering is empowering through intimate connection with every other service in the temple. It's like a body. You know, the heart can't beat unless the lungs are doing their service. And the lungs can't breathe unless the brain is doing his service. So every part of the body, and if the kidneys aren't working, none of the other things are going to work properly either. So in the body of an ashram, Brahmacharya ashram, everybody's service we should understand is interconnected with everyone else's service. And therefore anybody's success is everyone's success. Satpuja Prabhu was glorifying Mathura Mohan Prabhu as if he had five mouths. Satpuja. Maybe six mouths. Sadmukha. But when he's glorifying Mathura Mohan Prabhu in this way, we should understand that Mathura Mohan Prabhu's service is intimately connected and empowering everyone else's service. And everything that everyone is doing here is empowering him to do his service. So when we see this unity of bhakti, sankirtan, then every one person's success is everyone's success. Gauranga Prabhu goes to a org dave meeting, we should know it's the success of our whole ashram. And if Shyamananda Prabhu goes to New York City, we should understand it's the success of our whole ashram. If Radha Gopinath Prabhu goes to the Middle East tomorrow, we should understand it's the success of our whole ashram. And if Dauji Prabhu offers a tulsi leaf at the feet of Radha Gopinath, we should know this is the success of our whole ashram. So any one person's success is everyone's success. And our success is not just in the results, our success is in the sincerity of our efforts. This is the Sankirtan movement. Very grateful on behalf of Srila Prabhupada. I'm deeply grateful and inspired and very, very happy that you have all gone out and given your best to distribute Prabhupada's books during this month, for many of you throughout the year, and for all of us in whatever service we're doing. We're all helping each other in our services. And we should be very eager to see anyone successful. We should say, yes, that's not just my success, it's my success. And when we have that pride in each other, then we begin to taste the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. When Radha Kund Prabhu goes to all these holy places with all these pilgrims from all over the world, we should all know
This is our success. This is the glory of Radha Gopinath Thakur. And Radha Vallabha is, what's that crooking? When he performs the yogi plate. But you know, it's the success, it's the glory of our whole ashram, every one of us.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj, very much for your very inspiring talk, as always. You uplift our spirits and create such great positivity in our hearts. I would just like to also announce and appreciate the service of His Grace Balaramanand Prabhu. Balaramanand Prabhu has been pushing BDG distribution. He has created a network of devotees who would take the Back to Godhead magazines and deliver to the devotees at their home in their community. So they will be ensured delivery without going through the postal charges also. So it will be easy. So they have enrolled many, many such devotees who are distributing Back to Godhead magazine in this 75th year. We would like to appreciate his services. He has just gone for doing the Aarti, Vaikalika Aarti. His Grace Pavaneshwar Prabhu has been invited by Bhaktivedanta Institute of Higher Studies in Gainesville, Florida. There is going to be a conference of consciousness in science. So he has been asked to present his work, his research work that he has done in the cosmology based upon the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's an international conference. Pavaneshwar Prabhu. So we also wish him all the very best and a great success. His Holiness Dadana Swami Maharaj has also been giving us a lot of time. I just remember when we met him first time in Govardhan Eco Village, the Madan Mohan Temple was just ready, and Maharaj was talking of how we are going to approach Madan Mohan Temple. We are going to walk from Vrindavan Mary Temple straight. Right? If you take a just little, after going straight, take a left, you can approach. But he said, no, we'll go straight, go from the Yamuna, take a left, after the where there is a Talwan, from little go ahead, and then approach Madan Mohan Temple. Right? So in this way, there will be feelings of separation that will be created when we take a little longer route. We see only the dome from here. So Maharaj, he was talking of approaching Madan Mohan Temple. And we after that, we requested Maharaj that please also guide us how do we approach the service of devotee care. And Maharaj said, he spontaneously said, it's the same way we approach Krishna. Right? So the service to devotee is as important as we approach Krishna. He even made a statement, this service of devotee care is even more important to me than anything else. It matters to me so much. He actually opened his heart like that. So we were very affected and inspired. So this service is what that the brahmacharis feel inspired, encouraged, nourished. Maharaj is ready to give or do anything for that purpose. He has expressed that often. So today morning, although he has such a busy schedule, and today morning he had a meeting with the LC members discussing how we can empower the brahmacharis more, engage them in the services which can be more fulfilling. So on and forth, right? So help each brahmachari in their growth in Krishna consciousness, in terms of their contribution, in terms of each member's feeling nourished in the heart, internal growth as well as growth of his contribution. So he had a 2 hours meeting with the LC. Immediately Maharaj came with us then to meet with the comm and the care team, spent another 2 hours, then some members from some relatives of Swati Piramal had come, then Maharaj attended to them. So very hectic schedule, stretching himself so much for all of us. So we are very grateful to you, Maharaj, for all that. So today's meeting, I would request Gaurang Prabhu to present some of the aspects which they discuss, and then we also discuss together in the Comm, Care and LC meet.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Maharaj, for your wonderful class. As I was hearing your class, I was thinking that one of the best solutions to many issues in the ashram we are facing is if you could give class every day for half an hour. Because... So basically, there are lots of details in what we discussed, but I won't go into that. The essence of what we discussed was that, you know, we are exploring various ways in which devotees could be engaged in more absorbing ways, either in leadership positions in different, situations, how they could take up responsibilities of different projects, how they could be empowered within existing projects by which they really feel nourished and empowered. So certain subcommittees have been made. And the main idea is, after we saw how the education committee and the devotee care committee really put their heart and soul, each had a few members who were totally dedicated to explore these particular areas. So Maharaj and all of us together felt that, you know, there are a lot of talented devotees with experiences in different fields in our ashram and also in our congregation. If such devotees could be brought together to think deeply about these issues and then come up with proposals, which then becomes easier for the final decision-making bodies to come up with some solutions. So with respect to this, some committees have been formed. How, you know, the preaching in different areas across Maharashtra could be expanded, increased, how temple services could be performed more effectively, how deity worship could be done in a more comprehensive manner, and how education training with respect to worship can be enhanced. So with respect to that, certain initiatives have been begun. Second is with respect to long-term service in the ashram for brahmacharis who are growing old. One of the areas which was felt was when the brahmacharis are growing old, some of them may feel the need for a place where they could have as either a place for doing their long-term bhajan, or a place where they could do some preaching but also know that I can come back to this place, like, you know, a place where I can take shelter in. So the LC deliberated on this, and we have concluded with great conviction that we would very soon have a place where we would be creating rooms for brahmacharis who would want to spend their time in their older age, you know, maybe when they are not in a position to travel much, but be located at one place. The details of that is still to be worked out, but we are committed for the fundraising and the execution of such a project. And this would be one of the first examples after Mayapur, which has a senior brahmachari ashram. But here in the recent times in Maharashtra, we would be definitely the first ones doing that. And this is a major decision which we have taken. And we take full responsibility for the ownership of the fundraising and execution of such a project. And hopefully within the next 3 to 5 years period, we would see the fructification of this project. So this is just to make sure that how much we are valuing the importance of each and every devotee who has dedicated their lives in the brahmachari ashram, and we want to make sure that as they age also,
their needs will be taken care. Also, there was a need felt for an ongoing communication between the LC body and the CARE and the COM. And so we are planning to have at least once in 3 months a regular meeting and discussion to understand issues and try to resolve them. And also create more and more such committees and subcommittees and councils which would be specifically looking at issues so that many of the needs of the different brahmacharis can be taken care. So this is basically a high-level summary of what we have been deliberating upon. Many more such meetings are due before Maharaj leaves for the West, and we hope that in the course of such deliberations and discussions, with the intensity and the genuine desire for devotee care which is there and within Maharaj's heart, I'm quite confident that we will come out with something really substantial, which will create also hope and faith in the hearts of all the brahmacharis who are part of this ashram. So we would like to thank Maharaj for his leadership in this direction. And at this stage, there have been inquiries about what have been the conclusions of the education committee. So I would like to appreciate the effort. So definitely at this point, I would like to appreciate the work of the COM body in creating the facilitation of services for all the devotees so wonderfully. The efforts of the CARE team, which in the last 6 months has really put together a lot of effort, analyzing various issues, interviewing different devotees, and then bringing forth certain directional statements by which we could actually improve the working of the ashram. And so we are very grateful to this committee also. And lastly, to the educational committee. And I would now request Nanda Dulal Prabhu to share some of his... Yeah. Okay. So then after Maharaj's gift giving is over, then Nanda Dulal Prabhu will give his conclusions. Make sure you are there. Because there lots, lot of questions were asked to him in the last, you know, some discussion. So he's very eager to share the answer.
Hare Krishna. So just one quick announcement before Maharaj gives the gifts. The good news is there is a gift for every devotee who is there in this room. Chance to get from Maharaj's lotus hands. But only thing is, the names of the bus party devotees and the, you know, core book distribution team's names will be called. But that does not mean the others won't get a gift. Request everybody to be present and like remain to take the gifts from Maharaj's lotus hands.
Hare Krishna. Is Mathura Mohan Prabhu here? I'd like to request next Narasingha Leela Prabhu to come forward. In the whole ashram, Narasingha Leela Prabhu and his team distributed maximum books, 5,800 Mahabig books. Shadbuj Prabhu, please come forward. Manohar Prabhu. Tarun Gaurang Prabhu. Amit Patel Prabhu, Abhay Gaurang Prabhu, Rajapati Suta Prabhu, Ganganath Chaitanya Prabhu, Gopinath Karuna Prabhu, Rakshan Krishna Prabhu, Anil Prabhu, Utsav Mone Prabhu, Baldev Pandey Prabhu, Akhila Bandhu Prabhu, Brajesh Krishna Prabhu, Shiva Prabhu. Next. Next. Up. Hare Krishna, rest all the devotees can come forward. Everyone has one gate. Please come line by line. Everyone was, please join fast. Come fast, Hari Bol, just take. Mukundala Prabhu, Mukundmala Prabhu, Adeshtal Prabhu, Jayashichanandan Prabhu, Arid Madhav Prabhu, Surya Krishna Prabhu, Akinchan Krishna Prabhu, Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Radha Kund Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, Shamanand Prabhu, Nandulal Prabhu, Karuna Sindhu Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhu. Bola Radha Gopinath Prabhu. Shri Sankirtan Prabhu. Radhika Vala Prabhu, Bharaj Bihari Prabhu. Hey Krishna, kindly be seated here only. After the gifts, there is some important announcements more to come. We also want to thank Rudranath Prabhu for kindly sponsoring these gifts. Hari Bol. Today at 5 p.m. there is going to be a special Prasadam feast. Kindly be there 5 to 6 p.m. onwards. 5 to 6 p.m. and in a kitchen. Hare Krishna. Those who got the gifts can kindly sit here. आज की जय
इधर
कृष्ण हरे
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So request everyone to please settle down. You can pack your gifts again and keep it with you safely. So now we will, there are a few important things. Before we, some devotees are somehow leaving, but I just want to announce again that on February 19th, we will all meet again. We'll have a small festival as well as Ishta Goshti. February 19th is Srila Narottam Das Thakur Appearance Day. So please, all of you can note down that date, and we will have the association of His Holiness Sadhana Swami Maharaj again on February 19th. Okay, so please note down that date. Now I will request His Grace Nandulal Prabhu to present the the updates from the Education Board.
Hare Krishna. So this is an announcement on behalf of the Education Board. I am representing them here. So over the last 1 year, Education Board consists of Govind Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, Gaur Gopal Prabhu, Braj Bihari Prabhu, and I'm representing them here. So, just as I was about to make this announcement, Kirti Nitai Prabhu came to me and he reminded me that last year also, on 7th of January, there was that announcement made that for some time, we are putting a pause on the intake in the Brahmacharya Ashram. Of course, it was a very difficult decision, and also it caused a lot of heartbreak to some brahmacharis, because some of us, we thought that it is some kind of a permanent stoppage on the intake in the Brahmacharya Ashram. It was never meant to be like that. But still, for the last 1 year or so, we went to different places, different spiritual institutions. How are they managing? Especially some institutions who have been running the renounced order for more than 100 years now. So how have they faced different situations in their renounced order, in their Brahmacharya Ashram? And based on different ideas, different inputs, different discussions, also His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj personally gave the Education Board a lot of time, and he shared his wisdom on how and what is the purpose of the Brahmacharya Ashram. Can we dispense away with the Brahmacharya Ashram? And if we cannot, then how do you maintain it in the long run? And of course, there were also some practical concerns from the management body COM that if there is any kind of a pause or stop in the Brahmacharya Ashram intake, then how will the services go on? Because the number of departments have not reduced, but people in one sense have graduated out of the Brahmacharya Ashram because of several reasons, and then there is no fresh intake, but there is a stress on the management body to maintain the same level of services. So how do we do it? So a lot of things happened in the last 1 year, and then based on all this, we presented a proposal. So this proposal has been approved by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, the LC body, the EC body, the COM body, and the CARE body. So we presented it to all the bodies, and then finally we have come up with something. Obviously, it's very difficult to satisfy each and everyone in all regards, but keeping, you know, the greater good and giving minimum trouble to people, we have come up with a proposal. So essentially, the training in Shri Radha Gopinath Temple, the academic calendar always begins from Gaur Purnima. So beginning this Gaur Purnima, we have three training proposals, three training programs happening. So one is continuation of the VTA program. After some time, probably these terminologies will change, but I'm using the same terms just for you so that you can understand it better. So this VTA program is a residential program for IYS students, and the training time is only till 8 o'clock in the morning. And after 8 o'clock in the morning, they can go for a full-time job. So this is one training program that will run in the temple. The second training program that will run in the temple, we are calling it level 2. We are not calling it BT, Brahmachari training. We are just calling it level 2. Probably a more better name will come from Maharaj or from the LC body. But this level 2 program is where the training will happen till 12 noon in the temple. So this means there is a greater exposure in terms of classes. The nature of the classes will also change. Right now, the classes that happen in the training programs is one way where the speaker speaks. But this level two, which is a higher level, will be, there's a 1.5 hour training. In that, only half an hour is a class. And then half an hour is a discussion amongst the trainees. This is part of that, the way it goes. And the last half an hour is where they present some skit or maybe some presentation or maybe some play or whatever based on what they have understood from the training. So that is trying to minimize the gap between what is being spoken and what is being absorbed to the very, very bare minimum. It's more participative. Seeing the distracted minds of the young youth, many times when somebody is giving a class, half of them are just struggling to stay awake. Especially in the morning time, in VTA, in BASIS, we are all observing how it's very difficult for people to maintain commitment for the morning program. So based on a lot of thought and a lot of wisdom from different devotees, we have come up with this. So 1.5 hour of training, formal training, they do the whole morning program, then they have a training. And then there is 1.5 hour of departmental services in the temple. The idea is to give them a better exposure to the challenges of the Brahmacharya ashram in the first year of training. So if the training is more classroom based, then they get all the good part of the Brahmacharya ashram, which is a lot of good wisdom from all the senior devotees when they speak, but they do not get exposed to the challenges of the Brahmacharya ashram, which is cooperative living, community living, tolerating different people of different cultures and yet remaining positive and committed to the ashram. So those kind of practical challenges somehow, they don't take place in that classroom environment. And in one sense, we try to help the calm body also by giving some chance where these new devotees will also volunteer for some services in the temple during that 1.5 hour. So that 1.5 hour could be services in the kitchen, services in the maintenance department, etc., etc., wherever the calm body, it is a discussion in progress, so where they'll fit in. And then post 12 o'clock, they can go for a part-time job. Why did we take this decision? It sounds a little impractical, but we want to explain this, that sometimes it is found somebody who does VTA, and then he gets attracted to the Brahmacharya ashram, then he joins BT. So BT is full-time till now. So you give up your job. So let's consider a person who, after 1 year of BT training, comes to a conclusion within his heart, I don't think I can stay here lifelong. It seems difficult to me. So now what happens is he's already broken off his connection with the corporate world because he's quit his job. Now in America, in Europe, this is the concept of sabbatical. People frequently take leaves from their office, 2-3 years, and then again, when they go back to their corporate world, there's a kind of acceptance there. Yes, some people sometimes do that. But in India, in this highly competitive environment where you advertise for one post and 100 applications come, imagine somebody who's broken his relationship with the corporate world for 1 whole year, and then when he goes back after 1 year of BT training, knowing that now I want to join the Grihastha ashram, there is that hesitation that he feels, there is a fear he feels that will I be accepted again? Because for that post, now there are 100 new people, freshers, who are ready to work at half the salary, are ready for him. So bowing down to that fear, probably he drags in the Brahmacharya ashram. He thinks, let me try one more year. I know it's difficult, but let me drag one more year. After 2 years, again he feels, I don't think it's going to work out, but let me just check one more year. I'll drag on. And then what happens is slowly 3 or 4 or 5 years spent in the ashram, discontent inside, unhappiness on the face. And then the only reason that is stopping him from going outside back to his family, back to his office, is that he's broken off his relationship with his family, broken off his relationship with the employment. So then we are giving him some kind of a space that this 1 year of level 2 training after VTA, you continue your connection with the corporate world, go for a part-time job. Now, 6 devotees in the VTA currently, they leave around 11 o'clock or 11:30 in the morning time because their offices run on UK time. So now this is a growing trend that many of the corporates, they work for overseas clients and they come back by 10:30. So some people will be facilitated in this way. For those who today have a clear 9-to-5 job, maybe somebody is having a teaching job. So now who's going to give a part-time teaching job? So then we have come together to a conclusion that we'll help facilitate such devotees getting a job in one of our Chopati projects like Hari Bol Foods, maybe GEV, maybe Bhaktivedanta Hospital. There are some projects. We'll try to accommodate them, but we are pushing for this part-time model where there is a greater involvement in the ashram services. There is greater participatory training from the ashram side. At the same time, he is not breaking off his umbilical cord with the corporate world. So after 1 year of this level 2 training, if he feels that I think I need to go to the Grihastha ashram, when he approaches for employment, that connection is not broken, he can still have an experience certificate. Otherwise, it's very difficult for him to explain what was I doing 2 years, what was I doing 3 years, was it some health problem, was it what? So that is the second training program that we have begun from this Gaur Purnima. And another training program that was primarily proposed by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was that we should have 1 year full-time training program explicitly only for those who are planning and decided firmly for the Grihastha ashram. So Maharaj is saying there are so many people who are very clear they are going for the Grihastha ashram, but sometimes they feel if I come to VTA, maybe there will be some kind of a pull into the Brahmacharya ashram. Some congregation devotees may have that fear. So Maharaj especially says that I know many of my god brothers and many of my god sisters in the Grihastha ashram who are doing very well and very committed to the movement, but that commitment is based on their initial years that they spent as full-time devotees in the temple. So he's saying, when we register devotees, IYS, currently it's only for the boys, not for the girls, saying when we register these boys for this third program, which is 1 year full-time training, almost like brahmacharis, but then the classes, the structure will be a little different. He's saying it is very explicitly clear they are not going to join the Brahmacharya ashram. It is only 1 year full-time training so that you get trained for the Grihastha ashram outside. So these are the three training programs that now we'll have to work out all the fine details, interviews, applications and all that. But then this Gaur Purnima, we are starting these three training programs. Where exactly that will happen, where are the facilities and all. Now all the finer details need to be worked out. But it took some time. Last time there was a program, there was a question in the last Ishtagoshti that is the so-called education board still functioning? And is there any response from them? Actually, that this proposal has been ready for the last 2.5 months. But then, you know, we actually wanted to pass this proposal through all the senior devotees, getting all their feedback. And then based on all the senior devotees involved, it takes time. And then after it has been approved by all these bodies, now we are finally presenting it to the Brahmacharya Ashram. So these are a few things from my side. If anybody has any questions, we can take one or two questions. Yes, bro.
Was suggested because the point was in the Varnashram, first 25 years or 20 years Brahmachari, then Grihastha, Vanaprastha, like that. In today's situation it is different. At least every devotee or every person, at least the male members, should go through minimum at least 1 year of Brahmachari training, where at least a philosophical understanding is got, some kind of austerity is done, of self-control, etc., and menial service attitude is developed, and taste for temple surroundings and the sadhus is also developed. And after that year, when they go out, it may help them in their future life. So maybe after education and before they begin their work, they can come to this, can go through this kind of course. That was the idea.
So after the second program which I mentioned, half day in the temple and half day working, after 1 year of that, based on, so now one component there is interaction with senior devotees. There's something that is added to that, that every of those trainees will be having one senior devotee to serve. So there is a lot of classroom training happening, there is a lot of temple services happening, and there is a lot of exposure to senior devotees. And based on collective feedback, so the service authority, the departmental HOD, for that 1.5 hour of community service in the temple, he'll also give some feedback. Is he fit for Brahmachari life in the long run? And the trainees who will do all the classes, they will also give their comment that, does he have an aptitude for learning? This is a Brahminical life, more or less. So is he going to stay lifelong in the Brahmacharya ashram? And also the senior devotees, the LC members who will be having close interaction with his trainees for services purpose, they will also give their feedback. Do we see that kind of submission? Do we see that kind of a commitment for the Brahmacharya Ashram in the long run? And based on this collective feedback, at the end of that 1 year of training program, there will be some kind of a report card given to them. From our side, we are recommending you that you will be very happy in the Grihastha Ashram. And so it's very clear that very few of them will probably fit into these three grading. And then such people, then there is a proposal that there will be psychometric testing, there will be some psychological testing, because a lot of things have come up in the last one and a half year, where devotees who apparently seemed very stable and all, but then some things come up later. So then based on those stringent requirements, then finally somebody will be able to come inside the Brahmacharya Ashram.
The third type of training you were mentioning was without job or with job?
Yeah, third training is full-time, no job. But Maharaj explicitly said, anybody who registers for the third program, the road is straight out. There is no accommodation for him to come inside. So that is, Maharaj is saying, as per Gopinath also added, Maharaj is saying that is Varnashram training. So it's very clear, you are going to be a Grihastha, that devotee is going to be a Grihastha, but he just wants 1 year of Brahmachari training before joining the Grihastha Ashram. Yeah. I know. So
there are things which you see, you hear, but only when someone like Maharaj clarifies, then everything falls in place. So, first I'll give the reason which Maharaj gave about this section of Christianity called the Mormons. There is a section of Christianity, the Catholics and Protestants not necessarily agree with them on everything, because after Jesus, they also follow certain Latter-day Saints. That's what their official name is. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the Latter-day means just last century. Somebody came in 1850 and he's also as good, whatever. What they are doing correct is what we are interested in. So, the youngsters in the Mormon faith, they come to a particular age and there is a very attractive offer of 2 years of missionary service. So there is no force, but the way they make it is very attractive. So somebody's son, somebody's daughter, they always go in teams. Somebody from Chicago may be sent to Africa. Somebody from New York may be sent to Malaysia. Somebody may be sent to Singapore. So these 2 years of service, they learn community living, living simply, preaching, study. So as Chaitanya Prabhu pointed out, these 2 years you are cut off from jobs, education, job prospects, improving your prospects in this material world, etc., etc. But they have found out that these 2 years, it brings back a solid young person. They learn so much on the road, they come back, and then because they have a proper system, obviously they all get married, that is facilitated by the church, jobs. Some of their big businessmen, they set up industrial enterprises solely for giving jobs to their own young people. We are not equipped right now, but at least as he pointed out, we have this Haribol Foods and Bhaktivinoda Hospital. So we do have some enterprises where a reasonably good quality of job can be given. At least, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not trying to give you an official line of answer or something. But this is what I heard from the education committee and I very much concur with them. So Maharaj has this broad vision that over the years, young people born in the Chaupati Hare Krishna movement, or those who are not part of Chaupati but part of Mumbai or Maharashtra or India, geography is not an issue here. Seeing the academic quality of that 1 year program, they might send somebody here for training purposes. Now we are primarily looking at our own Mumbai situation only, but we are not ruling out other good candidates coming. So if we make that program nice, attractive, as others are doing, so right from day one, the candidate knows that at the end of the 365th day, he has to move out. So there is no question in mind that somebody can pressurize him into staying for more days, or this is what I understand. Yeah, this is what Maharaj said. So it's like we'll give it some name. Maharaj would like to call it some attractive name or something. But this is a new addition to the training for, it's Brahmacharya training. For 1 year, they live like ordinary Brahmacharis, get up in the morning program, service and everything. But with a fixed mindset that this is going to last only 1 year. Questions? Comments?
So I had one suggestion that whenever we make this, any kind of policies or anything like that, you know, all these things, when you put it on paper, it should come down, percolate down here, so that there may be some ideas which others also can give. So if anything, any other policy also, when it comes, let it come down to the younger generations also, so that, because they are the ones who are just coming in, so some of the suggestions come from them, saying that, okay, this can be better than this, something like that. So if anything is made like that, any policy in COM or anything like that, let it come down. There can be discussion. And if it is possible, then we can implement it.
Thank you, bro. Actually, that paper document is ready. Today, in the morning time, before lunch, we had this LC Care COM Guru Maharaj meeting. So then today, just before lunch time, this whole thing was, you know, the hammer was given that, yes, we'll go ahead. So the paper is already ready. The proposal paper is already ready. We'll circulate to all the brahmacharis.
See, as he pointed out, it is 1 year. So last year, we said, just a moment, we will come with a policy. And like Brahma's one moment, it's exactly after a year that we are saying, here is a policy.
Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya.
Brahma Vimundila Jante Na, Ek Lila Vata. Anything else?
Yeah, thank you, Nandalal Prabhu. I would request Radha Gopinath Prabhu to make some announcements about some brahmacharis who are changing the ashram.
Hare Krishna. The two brahmacharis who have decided to move forward in their ashram status is His Grace Gopijan Vallabh Prabhu and His Grace Madhavendra Puri Prabhu. I think we were actually planning to make it immediately as we came to know, but then we thought we would do it during this time when everyone is here. But some of you may have seen, he already came, he changed into white, he had come here the other day. So both of them are actually in their 40s, early 40s, 42, 43, and have served here for over 15 to 20 years, 22 years almost. Gopijan Vallabh Prabhu and Madhavendra Puri also, I think 98, 99 he joined. So Madhavendra Puri Prabhu was initially serving here, then he went to Goa. And the last 6.5 years he was helping with preaching in Kolhapur. He actually raised an amazing congregation, boosted. There was a preaching going on, but nothing was happening much. And he created a very beautiful